And just
it's
rainy.
Hot and rainy outside.
Yeah, it's like that, like the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That door is all closed. All that steam's in there. You did not turn on that vent.
Oh, after you shower, yep. It's like super duper duper humid.
Super sticky and just ill. That's today. It's weather. Oh yeah, we don't do weather, but you are getting the weather today. What's today's date?
What is today?
It's today is
June
Saturday.
6th. It's Saturday.
Yes.
Well, I say June. Wow, it's July 6th.
It's July.
June went by so quickly.
Yes, it did.
How did this happen?
Right.
It's almost my birthday.
I know, right? We're already on there, like, what, 6th episode, too?
This is our 6th episode now.
Yeah. We've come a long way.
It's been 6 weeks. My God. How? Okay, are we still going to be able to keep this going? It's been 6 episodes. We still haven't run out of content, though.
No, we haven't.
I feel like with D-Dot, there's so much shit wrong.
It's
we'll
so
never run out.
We're also gonna do.
You can get it together. Get it together, Ray.
I'm trying to, Sam. I really am. A lot of content.
This weather must be what's getting us.
That's what's really bad that she said. There's like so much shit going on with D-Dot that we'll have plenty of content for this podcast.
Like forever, like perpetual.
Forever.
Perpetual. Forever. Ever.
Forever.
Ever.
I was trying to be like Cardi B, like forever.
Oh my God, her.
I love her.
Why?
I love Cardi B. Anywho.
Get to your point, what were you saying?
Oh, right. I forgot.
Oh my God.
This is the most human you're going to hear me today, folks.
First of all, what's the degrees today? So we can explain to people who are listening why we are so messed up today.
I think it's like 90 something. It was like
the humidity is like 60%. Like 60%. Humidity.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of ridiculous.
It's like it's the sauna outside.
It really is. I'm getting like my detox on. I didn't ask for it, but I'm getting my detox on.
My skin feels kind of good though from all that sweat and stuff. Got all them toxins out.
For real. I didn't ask for this, but okay. Thanks, right. Michigan. I'll take this over the 8 months of winter we have every year.
Nine months, really?
For real. It's
oh
like
my goodness.
I mean, like okay. So I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, and. And they kept talking about winter is coming, and I'm just sitting here like, psh, come to Michigan, see what happened.
Nah.
Come to Michigan, see what happened. Because winter just stay here. It's not coming.
It literally stayed like a week late, because like I feel like everything is off by a week or something like that in terms of the weather.
It snows into late April here.
Like, we had June showers. We didn't even have May flowers yet.
Okay, it rained, 21 out of 28 days in May.
Yeah.
Like, we have a lot of light rain going on here. And it's raining today, so woo!
Oh, it's sprinkling now, but I can still see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's July 6th, your weather forecast. We are here over at
Whole Foods.
Yes.
My second home, my second refrigerator.
Yes.
I love this place.
Good old free air conditioning, right?
First of all, we were at another restaurant. What was it again? It was Honest John.
Yeah.
And I ordered not the Impossible Burger. God, what is it? The other one.
Beyond.
Oh, the Beyond Burger. And it tasted really good. However, it was like almost $12 for a funky ass burger. I was like, oh, do fries come with it? I'm thinking it's like a meal. Like you get burger and fries.
Nah,
that can justify.
She's
like, no, it's just a burger. And I was like, this burger.
So who's gonna pay $11 for just a burger?
It was a lot. Honest John's, do better. We have to make a new podcast.
Damn.
Do better. $11.
I mean, if you're going to charge $11 for a burger, put some fries with it, though. Throw somebody some love. Y'all taxing out
y'all
here.
Y'all wrong for that one.
Right.
$11, and I know for a fact that if I were to go buy the Beyond Burger in the frozen aisle at Whole Foods, it's like $5, $6 for two of those patties.
And if you got your own fixes and stuff like that, it's still going to be less than $11. You're going to pay a fraction of that.
And I would have two burgers instead of just one for $11.
We must be really hungry still.
I am a little bit still hungry. This is a hangry day, so deal with it.
You know what would have been really cool, though, if, like, they actually had, like, a restaurant in the transit center for people if they, like, get hungry and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, you get to starve because ain't no damn food there.
Right. So for those, like, I mean, we're, like, plant-based, but, like, to those that, you know, selling those hot dogs out there, shout out to y'all. Y'all doing a service out
there
for folks.
Yeah, feeding the masses. Like, right. People would be real. I feel like there'd be a lot more fights at the transit center if we didn't have food. Like, if the hot dog people weren't there.
I mean, it's one every once in a while. Like, I remember it used to be, like, every day or something like that down there, too. Like, remember they had that Louisiana Creole gumbo restaurant up
on
there?
On the second floor?
The red beans and rice and stuff like that? Uh-huh. Lord.
I remember that place.
Oh my god.
Moment of silence, it gone.
Moment of silence, it's gone.
And that's enough. But yeah, I kind of miss that place. But yeah, there's nothing around there. And oh, since we're on the topic of the transit center, which is Rosa Parks Transit Center, that's actually what we'll be talking about today. So let's get into our intros. Hey guys, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Ray.
And you're listening to the Do Better D-Dot podcast. Hello again.
Sure are.
Episode 6, we'll be trash talking the trashy transit center. Say that 5 times fast.
Trash talking the trashy transit center. Trash talking the
Write that fast. Just going slow.
No, I can't say that too fast or whatever. So it's trash talking the trashy transit center.
I can't do it. That's a good tongue twister now. Let's, yeah. Let's work on that.
You're right.
Right.
Practice at home. if you actually master it, like send us a clip or something like that. You might get featured on a Transit Tuesday teaser.
Yeah, I would love
say that
5
times.
Transit Tuesday teaser. I would love that if people actually did that, like recorded their voices saying trash talking to trashy transit center 5 times fast.
Do it. It's a challenge.
Do it. And right. You can send that. You can post that on our Facebook.
And Twitter.
Or you can tag us in that. Or you can email it to us at dobetterd.@gmail.com.
Just hashtag trash talking to trashy transit center in a tweet. It's going to eat up a lot of your characters, but so what?
I think that would be really funny.
Right.
All right. So let's launch into some thanks.
All right.
As usual, thank you guys so much. I see you guys tagging us on Twitter and interacting with us and showing us new things and complaining to us about how crappy D-Dot has been to you, and we love it.
You know what? And also, we just want to let you know that this is a Detroit Center podcast, but we're nationwide now with Pacifica Network, so we also want to thank Pacifica Network for hosting us.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're hearing us from across the country, welcome to our transit system. It's really...
Welcome to the shit show that is Detroit Transit. Dun,
dun, dun. Do better, D-Dot.
For real. We'll be saying that throughout the episode, I think.
Exactly.
Today, that day.
We want them to do better, right?
And I think we're going to be a little meaner because we're both a little hangry.
I don't know. There's a lot of laughs going on right now.
I think that's anger laugh. You know how when you get so mad, you laugh?
Or that smile someone gets when they're real mad.
That's the scariest to me, I feel.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, so first up, housekeeping.
All right, it's my turn this time. So just a reminder that there is no D-Dot Community Input meeting for this July 2019. Meetings will resume August 15th, 2019 on the second floor. Remember, that's at the Rosa Parks Transit Center from 5 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Keep your little fare ticket when you put in your $2 after you say what you paid or whatever, or something like that. Say what you paid.
Say
before you pay.
Strike one.
Oh, yeah. So it's good for going in all directions. Remember, when you get this 4-hour ticket, it's good for going in all directions on D-Dot and smart bus lines. And for example, it doesn't matter if you took the Woodward southbound, you can hop right back on it going southbound or even northbound as well too, just as long as you're within that 4-hour limit. Remember, when you got that 4-hour pass, you can ride any D-Dot smart bus within the 4-hour limit, any direction, opposite direction. Keep that in mind.
Thank you. You messed up today. Fire. You got one job.
Well, I guess that means you just have to do it next time, then.
I don't like doing it, but thank you.
All right. Hey, you did good that last time, though, right?
I did okay last time. I did a little something.
Right, but the train that couldn't, it just still couldn't, right?
Still can't. it still couldn't cane up the street up over right now as we see.
Couldn't, wouldn't, shooting.
Should have, could have, would have, but it didn't.
Shouldn't, wouldn't, should, yeah.
We got some tongue twisters today.
All right. Some of our tongues don't get twisted up.
Okay, let's get into it. So we're going to be talking about the Rosa Parks Transit Center today. So for those who don't know what the Rosa Parks Transit Center is, we'll give you a little rundown. So it's basically the hub, or one of the biggest hubs for D-Dot buses in Detroit. And that's where, like, they have, the bus bays where people can... wait for their bus to get on and get off, drop off at.
Yep, at the outside part, and then each bay has a number, and then it has the route, like, kind of stickered beneath it, tells you which route you're catching.
Pretty
typical. You sit down, you know.
And chill, wait for your bus, or stack. Hey, there's seats there.
There are seats there.
That's quite nice.
Just not when it rains, though, because those funnel roofs or whatever, because it just looks like inverse funnels or funnels that kind of go down. That's the transit center. It's like if you're driving near it, but why would you be driving near it if you're on a bus? So, right.
And it's pretty good for the most part for like protection against rain and stuff. Like,
are you sure about that?
I don't think so. But then there's like those cracks.
It just splash. Like
those,
it splashes
like, weird
all over.
Cracks.
Yeah.
It. Like I don't know, like not crack, but gaping hole, like gaping areas.
Yeah, I call them funnels.
Yeah, it's so
yeah,
weird.
It's a funnel roof.
You stay semi dry. Yeah. Give them that.
Well, you can go on the inside, right? But that's if you're not. Yeah, what can you do inside that transit center
inside,
once you go inside?
Once you go inside, they do have a customer service desk, so you can buy your passes there. You can ask them questions there. If they answer you and answer you nicely, that's depending on the person that's there. you can also use the bathroom. They have public restrooms there. Mm-hmm. And also, that's where our D.Dot community input meetings are held on the second floor. And
every third Thursday.
What other type of services do they have up there?
Well, I can't think of much else.
They do have an information desk as well. We'll get into that later, but they do have an information desk.
They do have an information desk.
Yeah, if you can see Ray's face, like, that was not you. You were like, information desk. And then sometimes they do have that that phone charge station.
That's why I repeated Sam, to be honest, because I didn't know what else you could do in there, because I wouldn't go in there to information. But we're telling you what can
What they do have there.
What they do have.
Depending on the day and the hour. But they do have, like I said, that phone charging station. And they have the signs up there letting you know, like, curfews for underage folks. And
stay in there more than 45 minutes. Yeah. That's against city ordinance, so just don't loiter.
Mm-hmm. They have the bus schedules posted on the wall, so you can see them.
Paper schedules they have there, too, so you can pick them up. You can get as many schedules as you want, but just, like, be considerate. There's other people that need those schedules.
Right, and there's seating, of course.
Yes.
And if it's cold outside, there's heat. If it's hot outside, there's cooling, lights.
Yeah, so it's kind of like an unofficial cooling center. Only I wish that it actually were, but yes, you can get relief from the elements there, too.
Inside, yeah. It's, like I said, it's a typical transit center,
mm-hmm,
that most people have in most cities. Like, they give you the bare necessities, and I mean the very bare, like emphasis on bare necessities. And so the problem with customer service there, so we do have customer service. Is it great? In my opinion, no. I think it's trash.
Okay, is this where I get to tell the truth now?
Yes, sir.
I was really trying my earnest, like, during, you know, that was hard.
It was hard for you.
To just tell people what they have without getting snarky, because, mm-hmm, goodness gracious.
Now you can lay on the snark thick.
Okay, so this facial expression that I had during the customer service desk, you go there, just hope that someone's standing there. Just hope that they're actually paying attention to you, or, I don't know, what's your experience with that desk?
My experience is every time I go, it's closed. Every time I go, it's like closed.
I just see someone just sitting on a computer, just chilling there or something like that. Now, I will say that, like, if you are trying to figure out what bus goes to what bay, they will tell you or at least point you in a direction.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a really nice person.
Yeah.
Who's on their ish, and they know everything, and they see you like a person.
You said sometimes, right?
Sometimes, yeah. You get a really good person at the customer service.
I just wanted people to know that you just said sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes. I'm not going to say all the time, which it should be all the time, because people are being paid to do a job.
Yeah, so you have a job. There's an expectation that you're supposed to have some sort of, like, experience in dealing with the public, politeness, customer service, but often a lot of people's experiences with the customer service desk that most of my, like, personal experiences, I've seen people get helped out,
mm-hmm,
but there's been complaints, especially if there's, like, you know, like a rude security guard sitting there instead of an actual information person.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, like, what a lot of people fail to realize when they work in the customer service sector is that if you're sweet and a nice person, if you mess up, people are a lot more forgiving. So even if you mess up, they're like, oh, it's fine, they were nice, no complaints. But when you're an asshole and you fuck up, now there's a problem.
There is a huge problem.
There's a huge problem. And people love getting other people in trouble. I am one of those people. Like, if you're an asshole to me, I love getting my revenge by getting in trouble.
You don't get mad, you get even.
Definitely. Woo. I learned that from the first Wives Club.
So you saying that, like, their, like, every time you get to customer service desk is closed? Like, what time would that, like, be? What time of the day?
Like 6:30 or 7 p.m.
P.M.?
Yeah. It's been closed. Like, one day I was like, I'm going to go ahead and buy a monthly pass. And I went over there and, like, the gate thing? The gate was drawn.
And it said, like, at 4:30. The hours are so weird, too.
They shut down for lunch, too. Like, an hour for lunch is what I was told.
Man, that's more than what some people get on their jobs. Some people are lucky they get 20 minutes for lunch on their job.
And I'm like, that's awesome. People get, like, an hour
lunch break. And I'm not hating, right.
But this desk should not be closed. You guys should be switching off. Like, There should be two people.
Exactly.
And you should be switching off. Or somebody coming around giving people breaks.
Exactly.
Right. It's just strange that a whole thing shuts down.
So a whole hour that you're not able to get any transit cars or dark cards or ask any questions or anything like that.
You can ask questions because they do have an information desk. Barely. But they do have
an asterisk next to that. Yeah.
As far as buying dark passes and things like that, it ain't happening, boo. Information desk don't sell dark passes as far as I know.
So the other thing is too that with the Rosa Parks Transit Center is also one of the few, if not the only, like, public restrooms in downtown Detroit. And, like, for some reason they just got this, like, we found out they don't really have a real policy with, like, locking your bikes on a bike rack, right? So apparently these policies just come up out of the fly. Now they're just telling people to leave their bag next to the bathroom and everything. And I carry a sachet myself. It has my laptop. It has my equipment, my inhaler, my other stuff like that, my medication and everything, and, like, my stuff for work. So you're going to ask me to leave that right next to the door?
And you're not responsible for it.
That don't add up.
It don't. We talked about this, I think, in our last episode. But, they hold your bags hostage for the bathroom.
Exactly. So, and it's like, we talked about the concerns that they had and, like, how they try to pit us against the homeless and everything like that. But honestly, I'm not about to leave my bag next to that bathroom like that and sit it on the floor and introduce more germs and stuff like that. You take that into your house and everything, especially you ladies with your purses and stuff like that. Y'all want to put your purse on the floor in the transit center where thousands of people be stepping in their feet on what they've been stepping on?
Fecal matter everywhere.
Yuck.
I can't do it. That's all I can think about.
Is that how you can think about,
too? That's all I can think about.
I think about that with touch screens as well, too. But, like, you know what they don't have in there?
What?
Is, like, a kiosk, like a machine kiosk thing as well, too, where you can buy your tickets. Like, you know, a CTA in Chicago, you can go up to, like, a stop.
That's part of customer service, too.
Yeah.
So, if the desk is closed down for whatever reason.
Or if they had that lunch break, you know.
We can go to the electronic kiosk. Or if I don't feel like talking to somebody or dealing with stank attitudes, I'm going to go to the kiosk.
Or if you have a disability that precludes you from interacting with people or even a cognitive disability, you may more than likely be able to know how to use a machine or want to be willing to use a machine to do that. They had one in there, but it just sat there for a long time. They took it out, and now they're saying they're going to put it back in, and then now they're saying they're not. Like, the little machine that couldn't either.
I never saw it. I think every time I
this
went,
is before,
it was just, like, never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam was off of some far-off lands where, like,
I'll be leaving,
transit
y'all.
Is, like, a thing. Like, it's, like, beautiful. part of the whole society or whatever.
I loved it. Japan was the ish. Like, I miss it. Japanese transit, shout out.
Oh, man, I bet their transit centers were, like, swanky.
Right, shout out JR. They really got me places. And the Hankyu line. Thank you. Thank you very much. But back to Detroit. No shout outs for you. The security guards treat customers like criminals. Like, they haven't even done anything wrong, and they're already yelling at them, or they got frowny faces, or... If you're just okay, I get you don't have to smile at people all the time,
right?
But have your face be neutral. I should not look at you when you have this stink eye looking at me.
You know when your mom whooped you and you had to go in the store and she said, "Fix your face."
Yeah, that's
basically do that.
That. Thank you. Do that, security guard. That's a very good analogy, right? Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Girl, because they do. Right. They look so mean. I'm like, do you guys realize how mean you look? Like,
I'm like, I don't want to go near you. Like, I'm sorry.
And then they don't go over and tell people that they're doing something wrong. They yell at them from across the transit center, like, "Hey, you're not supposed to do that." It's like, come up to the person.
Please refrain from,
up to the person that's causing the racket and tell them, like, "Hey, you can't do this. This is our policy."
Refrain from cursing. Right. Or, like, refrain from doing that. Or
don't yell at them. Like, that's nobody. Okay, I'm not somebody's child. I'm my mother's child. you are not my mother.
First of all, you're going to treat adults like adults and actually communicate with them like that and use your words and things of that sort in a way that, like, we're not in school here, you know?
Right. And treat the youth with respect as well, because they get it worse, I think. Like, they get disrespected for most.
They do.
And they haven't even done it. They're just being kids, you know? Kids are going to be kids.
They're going to be loud and extra. We were.
Exactly. And, like, if they're not doing anything dangerous, then leave them alone.
Right. Don't antagonize them. And then, you know how, like, you are with a teenager, just want to antagonize you. You know, getting ready to pop off.
Right.
You know? So, just treat people with respect. They'll treat you the same way. And, because I've never seen people, like, mistreated like that at the Blake Transit Center in Ann Arbor when I used to live there. So, no, not at all. They're there to serve people, but they, like, you know, people are able to mind their own business, right? There is security there, but you barely notice their presence.
Well,
you know?
I mean, like, at the Blake Center, it's a different atmosphere, though, too. It's
There's a lot of different variables, a lot of differences there. Yeah. But that's just a standard of, like, a transit center, you know, right? Or even the one in Royal Oak for the Smart Bus, they have a transit center there, too. You know, so the difference. What's this difference with this Rosa Parks Transit Center? It's...
I don't know, like, the difference between, you know, like, between Blake and Rosa Parks?
Not even just that, like, just this whole, like, just being served as a bus rider. Right. Like, why does there have to be a difference in service or disparity of service there? Like, where you're mistreated or they kick you out when they're, like, cleaning the floors, but they don't have schedules for that. And if they do, they're not probably going by it. Or the bathrooms. They clean and close those when you need it the most. And, you know, like... Some people have, you know, like, bowel issues or something like that, or incontinence issues, to be really honest. And I'm not trying to be, like, biological or funny here. And this is the only public restroom in downtown Detroit, other than the City Hall. You've got to go through a lot of security to even go into the building. So it's really the Rosa Parks Transit Center or nothing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, the hotels sometimes are nice enough to let you in and use the restroom, but that's on their courtesy. It's not a public place. So, I will say this, though. I do appreciate them keeping that place clean.
Yeah, it is clean.
It is,
anything, the Rosa Parks Transit Center is
they do not
sparkling clean.
Play with cleaning it. In fact, they close it every Friday morning early from, like, I think, like, 5 or 6 a.m. or
it's
something,
like,
to de-louse it or something like that, get rid of the bed bugs, if there are any in there.
Rosa Parks Transit Center reminds me of, like, that really, really mean auntie who drinks a lot and curses her kids out a lot.
Ooh.
But the house always smells like pine salt and those kids are always clean.
And you better not sit in her living room couch.
Right.
And you better not have your shoes on.
You will get cussed out. Don't even look in the living room. Don't even breathe towards that.
Don't put your air in there like that.
That's what the Rosa Parks Transit Center reminds me of.
Right, like, in terms of its cleanliness, they keep that immaculate in there. So
I'm very pleased with that.
And, like, really shout out to the employees that just doing their job. They're trying to clean
the
stuff. The janitorial staff.
They're doing their job.
They're really doing their job. It is an important service, too. That's a public place.
Can we have them clean the buses? I have pictures.
That's a whole job. They'll be busy.
Clean the buses.
Like, seriously, there are some people that they can hire to do that, but they do have a position. But it's like, you also have to be able to drive the buses as well, too, to do that. So I'm thinking that's why the buses aren't as clean as they should, because why not just make that, the cleaning the bus, a non-driving position?
Yeah, they could be in the port where they need to be and then get it clean, but that's just another topic.
Sure is.
So let's go into the technical difficulties, that happened.
So you're still inside this transit center, right? So you just bought your ticket at the customer service desk. You went to the information desk to know, like, your bay number or stuff like that. So you're about to catch this Michigan number 2. I can't tell you off the head what bay number that is right now, but to the information desk and ask them. So you want to know when the 2 is coming, but you're looking at the right, you see the screen, and it's just like a screensaver. Like a, you got this, I don't know, it's like a Windows XP screensaver floating around, and that's actually the inbound and outbound buses, or the incoming, outcoming buses, and you can't see it because there's a screensaver. So better go get that schedule and just hope that they didn't run out of the printed schedules for your bus route. That's rare, but sometimes that can happen. I will give them that. It is rare that they run out of the printed schedules for a route, but so I'll give them that. But like that screen, you don't know when your bus is coming. So what? You go outside to your bay number. Let's say it's like number 8 or 9 or something like that. You're catching this bus. Look up and see what time it is, and you know the time is wrong.
Yeah. You look at your paper schedule, and then you look up, and you're like, well, wait a minute. That ain't right. They need to fix that.
Right. It's bothering all of us. Like, it's daylight savings time. It still is an hour ahead of time. And then it's still the wrong time to begin with.
Right. I don't see what's so hard about fixing the time. It's the same every day.
I just think there's someone there that's supposed to do it, and it's just they're not doing it.
Right. Oh, they do actually have, like, I guess a third party or someone who is designated to fix it, and they just haven't done it yet. And I'm like, so why didn't you guys schedule that to be done before daylight saving time so that it will automatically switch over? Once again, DDoT being reactive and not proactive.
Right. It just... missing the mark on completely. Simple things. On simple
it's
things.
It's super simple. That's why I don't trust this DART system, because y'all can't even get this shit right.
Right, you can put new wrapping on the bus and stuff like that, and for the Connect 10
stickers.
And make it look all nice and green and everything like that. But you can't get the screensaver off on the inbound, outbound display inside the transit center.
Fire the company. Get somebody else to do it within DDoT so shit can get done.
Or do it in-house. Like,
that's what I was thinking.
Somebody's
like,
smart
it
enough to
I
do
don't
that.
Know.
Right.
But whatever you can do, do it, because this is ridiculous and I'm still looking at the times and it's wrong.
Mm.
Like, who does that anywhere else with a transit system?
Right. So, let's say you're a different person in there. You're still waiting on the inside, right? And you know, it's like either a transit cop or like a security guard is like berating this person to get out and everything. And they, you know, happen to have a lot of bags and stuff like that. You know, they look like, you know, they got every clothes on, like, you know, kind of a coat on or something. They're homeless. You know, you might think that they're homeless or perceive them as such. But you're just wondering, like, dang, do they really have to talk and yell at that person like that and tell them to get out? What's your bus route? Do you know what bus you're catching? Like, not talking to people like human beings. Have you seen that or heard
about
that?
I see a lot. More specifically, you're talking about the security guards, correct?
Yeah. Like, let's say somebody's been sitting there for like a good hour or something like that.
I see them,
right?
Yelling at everybody, not just homeless, just anybody. And I'm like, no wonder why people opt to wait for their buses outside. It'll be raining, it'll be super cold, it'll be sweltering hot. And people legit sit at the benches outside because they don't want to be bothered with the atmosphere and the customer service or lack thereof within the transit center.
And then sometimes there might be interpersonal conflict, so it's a fight on the inside or outside as well, too. So, you know, it's just like, all respect really goes a long way, and respect doesn't cost anything. It does not cost the department or any of its employees or any of the transit cops or any of the security cars. It does not cost money to respect people and treat people with courtesy. It literally has no cost to it.
At all.
It's free. You can do it. I can do it. And we can treat people with courtesy, yeah, right?
The culture of the Rosa Parks Transit Center really needs to change. It's disgusting.
It's, and then there's these seats that have these cones up there, so you're wondering, like, did they just finish cleaning? They forgot to take the cones down. And cones live up there now, too, so it's like some sort of, like, horrible attempt at an art piece. But these seats kind of sit along a wall, so imagine, like, you're in the inside of the transit center, your seats, either you're facing the window or you're facing the opposite of the window or facing more inside of the transit center. So these seats are to the left of you, and they have, and it's next to the change machine, and it's next to the window where the transit police are, and they have cones, so nobody can sit there. There's about four or five seats, and why are the cones sitting up there? That's four or five seats where people can't sit.
Yeah, I remember that someone complained about it in our last DDoT community input meeting. That
what a ridiculous answer they had.
They said that it's because they want, we talked about this, it's in the last one, in the last podcast, I think, but they were talking about how they blocked it off because they wanted to control where people can sit, where they can see them, so they blocked it off, and we were just like, well, get your lazy ass up and walk around this transit center like you are supposed to.
The cameras don't work or something like that. That's just...
Yeah, the cameras, and I'm like, that sounds like a RPTC problem.
And you just like kind of told on yourselves to the means that some of your cameras are non-functioning, so it shows that you are not even able to actually do your law enforcement duty as well either. Wow.
Yeah, my thing
didn't
is they're not worried about safety, they're worried about policing
the actions and also just policing the presence of people in the space, and they're very hostile towards people perceived as homeless or not even just anyone in there, but some people that are not even, like, you know, homeless or whatever. And I don't want to identify people that are like homeless or not homeless, but I just noticed that there are some people there you see every day. That's the only spot they gotta go. And, you know, like I said, it doesn't cost anything to treat someone with courtesy.
Yeah. It's nice to be kind.
You can be firm and still be courteous to someone, too.
Exactly. I don't know where they get their sensitivity training from, probably don't.
Or left
get it.
Or rough, because I don't want to get into the details of the situation, but if someone's disabled, like, there was an incident where, you know, someone's disabled son was denied bathroom service.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's so. Someone actually personally complained to me that at arbitrary times, at nighttime especially, they'll just kick people out.
Yeah.
There's been a case where there's a woman and her children just to clean the floor. Again, they just use it as a tool. And this was done in the wintertime, I've heard this one person say. So these are just anecdotes.
Yeah,
just
and they cut. I remember we went and I really needed to charge my phone, and they cut the power off to the center, so I couldn't even charge my phone because they didn't want people in there. And remember, they also took away the charging station.
Yeah, so you don't have the charging station, so you're trying to charge your phone because you naturally see an outlet, you think it's powered. And they were so, they have enough savvy to cut off the power to the outlets, but you can't take a screensaver off the inbound and outbound screen. Right. You can't fix the displays near the base that tell you the correct time.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like the transit center was going to close or it was crowded or anything like that. There was basically no one in there. This is on, a Saturday, I believe?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I was really disappointed. I really need to charge my phone.
It's
like
5%. And the thing is, it's like, we get it. It's a transit center, right? It's a place to just go in and out. But like, at least, like, you need to charge your phone, right? That's an emergency situation. You need to get to work. You might be hungry. But you can't go upstairs at all because there's no restaurant or no nothing.
There's nothing up there.
No vending machines. It just looks depressing around. They do keep you clean, though. I will
they
say they
clean.
Keep it clean.
But it's just gloomy. It's uninviting.
Yeah.
The transit center.
It's just
that from like how open the space is to the anti-homeless seating, because if you guys have ever Googled anti-homeless seating, the cities will create public seating in a way that homeless people cannot lay down and sleep on it.
Yeah.
Like they'll put like a bar in between.
Yeah, in between the seats and things of that sort. But that's also like
awful.
Considerations for like the American Disabilities Act too, because you have people with different like body sizes and they're not able to physically sit as well too. So you know,
so now they can't sit there.
They can't sit there or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
and like Ray said before, there's no restaurants. There's also no snack kiosks. Or kiosk just for normal things like, oh, I really want some gum, or I want to buy a newspaper or a magazine.
And
or anything to make it more inviting.
You know, and I imagine in other major cities' transit centers, there would be, like, information about the city itself, how to get around the transit system. So they do have a big map from the RTA, but I feel like it's kind of outdated. Where's the pamphlets and stuff like that? Welcome to Detroit. Welcome to Michigan. It's a mega hub bus stop, too. And there's, it's not Greyhound, but, you know, you're getting people from, like, outside the state of the city that go into there. And that is the impression that you're giving off to people. So you're treating the people that live here like crap. And then you're giving off a bad impression of an uninviting, unwelcoming, gloomy impression of the city because the transit center is not a transit center. It's just the way that they're operating. It's just like, let's just let this be a place where people go in and out, and then let's do the bare minimum there
very
and everything
much
like that.
So, very much so. I don't know. I'm just really disappointed in the Rosa Parks Transit Center, especially because it's named after one of the true American heroes, Rosa Parks. She would not approve of this at all.
Not at all, too. And she's the reason why we can ride a bus. We have so many rights right now in terms of not even being racially discriminated against. But Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, if it wasn't for what Mama Rosa Parks did, in the Detroit, we had Mama and Baba to the titles because, you know, these are people that are part of the fight. But the Raymond and Rosa Parks Institute is actually, they gave legal permission to the city of Detroit to use her name on there. So stay true to her legacy for what she did for us and operate this transit system with respect. Operate the transit center with respect and treat people with respect.
Right, exactly. I can't get over that whole second floor that there's nothing up there.
So much wasted space.
It's huge. And even down on the first floor, there's a huge section.
The whole intention,
it
was, yeah, it could be a community space. Like, there's even a meeting room. Like, that could have been places where organizations can have meetings, just like you could do in a library. You can get a room or something like a study room or something like that.
Right.
If you're going to run a public institution in a major city and serve the general public, run it like that.
I mean, if you want people to ride DDOT, make it more inviting.
Yeah.
Everything to do with it, from the buses to the stops.
Don't you want ridership to increase? Don't you want high quality service? You want someone to say, oh man, Dina, that's a really high quality transit system. We'll get there one day.
I need
we'll
you to not there. Snicker. You said, you could not hold back. You could not hold back. That's too funny.
No, I don't. Ray don't hold back. Ray don't hold back.
I love it. But yeah, like I was saying, just like if you want people to ride DDOT, make it inviting from the bus to the stops to the transit centers.
Make it inviting. Have customer service sensitivity training for people of different abilities. Multilingual like signs and pamphlets and leaflets and things of that sort.
And pay your workers adequately.
Right. And then announcements as well, too. Instead of just having someone yell that the route is coming, have a PA announcement system in English and also in Spanish to say this route's coming, that route's coming, or
just an automated voice could do it. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something. Something to announce it.
Exactly. Just run it like a real transit center. So just do better, DDOT.
Do better, Rosa Parks Transit Center. All right, let's close this up. Once again, my name is Sam.
My name is Ray.
And you are listening to the Do Better, DDOT podcast.
Hear you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.